You know, I saw an email, I think Blink sent it to me, about Leonard Padilla having George Anthony call the Orange County Sheriff's Department on him when he showed up in front of the Anthony residence with the camera crew. Then watching poor old Jeanine Pirro last night, I could see why. Jeanine Pirro, a former judge and now a host on Fox News, and she has her own Dopey Judges show. Obviously uninformed, a lot of question about the 15 block or 15 house comment that she made. I guess that's an honest mistake, maybe. Should you know the facts when it comes to reporting this case, especially the Anthony case? Absolutely you should, or at least try not to pretend you know them when you're absolutely wrong. But bringing on Leonard Padilla with his crazy ideas and his crazy thoughts and his crazy comments that he makes about this case is nothing less than journalistic buffoonery. Padilla, lots of money. Yes, he inserted himself into the Anthony case. Is it just for PR? Yeah, I think so. We can all remember him running around using MERT in Florida and some of the comments that he made on Nancy Grace's show and some of the things that he did, wondering if he was actually knee-deep or neck-deep involved in the case, or what we all like to say up here is BS. Jeanine Pirro, you can do better than Leonard Padilla. George Anthony, I don't blame you for calling the cops on him. He's a dipstick, plain and simple. And if you're going to listen to his crazy conspiracy theories, then you're not following the case the way you should be. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.